Blog Talk Radio.
Says she turned little money, need a big boy. Pull up 20-inch blades like I'm Lil' Troy. Now it's everybody flocking, need a decoy. Shorty mixing up the vodka with the liquor. G-Wagon, 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 G-Wagon. All the housewives pulling up. I got a lot of toys. 720S pumping Fallout Boy. You was talking shit in the beginning. Back when I was feeling unforgiving. I know I pissed you off to see me winning. See the hit glue in my mouth and I be grinning. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. Everywhere I go, catch me on the block like a Mutombo. 750 Lambo in the Utah snow. Trunk in the front like a shit Dumbo, yeah. Cut the roof off like a nip touch. Pull up to the house with some big butts. Turn the kitchen counter to a strip club. Me and Dre came for the When I got guap, all of y'all disappeared. Before I dropped Sony, none of y'all really cared. Now they always say congratulations to the kid. And this is not a 40, but I'm pouring out this shit. Used to have a lot, but I got more now. Made another hit, cause I got butt now. Always going for it, never pump, fourth down. Last call, Hail Mary, Prescott, touchdown, ayy. Hey. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow.
Two.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Good. Well, just want to make sure you can hear me. I'm in motion here. I'm making moves. That's a good thing about having your own radio network. You can broadcast wherever you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So, we started our show last week. No, that was Thanksgiving, right? The week before.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Vi. Vi was my special guest on the show. We were talking about dating the black woman in 2019, right? So we didn't get to finish up. There was a lot of inboxes, questions and stuff in regards to we had got so deep into it, we didn't get to take our callers. That's what it was. But anyway, so if y'all listening tonight, you know, we're going to let y'all chime in. I think we apologized two weeks ago when we had the show because we ran out of time and didn't get to take our callers. But going forward, before I even start, how was Thanksgiving? I'm fresh off the boat from Philly, too.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we just spent time with my boys and family was around, so no complaints, you know.
What was on the menu?
We didn't pay attention. We don't really do the Thanksgiving thing too much. We just focus on us, but it was the typical stuff, you know. We had everything from pizza to the traditional Thanksgiving spread my mama threw together, and you know, we just was gluttons that whole, from that Wednesday all the way up to that Saturday. So we had everything that wasn't out there.
Dang.
Yeah.
Damn. Yep. Well, that's good. That's good. So, we're going to get into the show tonight, and we're going to talk about black women and dating. We got a lot of people, a lot of women that say they can't find a good man, that, you know, giving up on men. You got women turning, you know, deciding to be bisexual, and we accepting a lot of things that we normally wouldn't accept. Polygamy, you know, side chick. I don't know. I'm not understanding really what it's all about in regards to black women accepting the shit that they do just to be with somebody, or the decision to not be with somebody. I don't know. It's not a cookie cut answer. It applies to just the person. What your decision is, what your choices are. But I think down the road, we as black women, a lot of us are getting tired and giving up. What do you think?
That could be possible. You know, it's been a rough journey for the black family, and when you narrow down that dating, courtship, building a relationship was supposed to lead into black love and marriage and children, it gets crazy, and because there's so many different things that are keeping us apart. Some of the things you've highlighted, it's just rough. I feel for the black woman in many ways, because the black man, he's tested on a consistent basis. Some of those things are external. Some of those things are internal. You know, we have the struggle of being a black man, and then we have the black men who are just out there cutting up, not doing right, you know, and participating in non-constructive activities that'll prevent them from being in a long-term committed relationship, you know?
I broke bread with a friend last night. She came by. She finally moved out, got her apartment. She had been engaged but for the last year, but had been with this dude for like 4 years. They in their 30s, early 30s. And she sat down. She was like, I got a peace of mind, because I didn't notice at the time. I'm thinking everything's all lovely. You engaged. When is the wedding? You know. He said this dude wasn't coming home. He'd come home when he wanted to. When he did come home, he's 33 years old. He acting like he's 24. Got all his boys at the crib. And I bought a house together, too. And she just said, man, finally she just gave up. She was like, I can't continue to sacrifice myself for somebody that ain't. Then you ask him where he been and all this kind of stuff. Dude, you know, he just out there. It's obvious. You spend the night, you're gone for days at a time. It's craziness. But you think that you see a person, she go to work every day. You never know what a person, period, male or female, is dealing with. And she had been, I had no clue. You know, every time I see her, I'm like, okay, y'all getting married, you know, congratulations. When's the set the date? You know, when y'all setting the date and stuff like that. And last night when she told me that, I was just like, wow. So I said, so now, you know, what's the next move? What's your thought? She's not depressed. She's a little sad because, you know, she loved a dude, but by this time she didn't got treated like shit all this time. So she don't want to be in a relationship or date. She just want to, you know, get herself together. Smart chick, got a master's degree, good people. And her family stood by her. Her dad told her, I said, what your dad say? Dad told her he saw it a long time ago, but she had to let her learn it on her own. So, you know, we had a long conversation. We sat at my house, we drank wine, and I just I don't know what to say. We got a lot of women in our groups, and they just sitting around, just, you know, just on social media, just not really into dating. They, you know, they'd rather just be by themselves. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes it's better to do that because it's safer, you know, until that right person comes along and, you know, and y'all can build and develop something. Hey, let's bring Darius into the convo. He's been waiting patiently.
Yeah, because last time we didn't get to him.
Welcome, Brother Darius.
Well, good evening.
Hey, sir.
Hey. Yes, I'm. Let me just first say I love black women, and I'm proud to say I said I'm friends with a good one, like my little Facebook friend. We've been good friends for 5 years now, and she's a smart woman, smart black woman.
Is that the one that you met on social media?
Yes, the one I met in the DMV area.
Oh, and y'all still going strong.
Oh yeah, she likes sports. I like sports. We talk politics, movies. We have a lot in common.
Okay. Now, how's the dating going?
We're still in the friend stage. She told me she wants to be stay in a relationship. I said, okay, that's fine. But I said, I'm in my single stage, and I said we're gonna still we call each other, inbox each other. So in like a time of need, I inbox to see how she's doing.
Okay. But, so you guys aren't in the dating stage, or you don't see it going there just yet, or what?
Not yet. Mm-hmm. But we've been. She's a few years older than me, but some might say age is just a number.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I want to get into Darius. This you got this friend and. You know, y'all are becoming friends, y'all building. You know, one of the things I think that we don't do is become friends first and we jump right into bed with each other. I like you, you like me. You know, everything's so sexualized. And I'm a believer that if you're starting to date somebody or you're starting to build with somebody a friendship and then y'all, you know, become intimate or decide to go for it, and things don't work out, you know, you should still remain friends. You know,
that's right.
And that's hard to do if you never built a friendship in the first place. So, you got a lot of dudes out here that's still friends with their baby mamas, ex-wives, you know, so on and so forth, and actually have moved on. I don't know. That's guys do that. There's not too many females. I don't know why we can't do it. You know.
Can I ask a question?
I don't know how I would feel about my new dude or whoever. You know, tight. You know, like that with his baby mama. In the sense,
can I ask you this, Janet? Do you think it's because of maybe some anger or bitterness during a relationship and you not let it go?
Who, me? No, I don't have the problem.
No, I'm just saying in general.
That's usually the case. Somebody's still hurt, you know. You take a long time to get over the hurt and then expect to be friends. So, you know, I'm friends most of the time. I'm definitely good friends with my ex-wife. You know, my youngest son's mother. We're friends most of the time. But you know, it requires a low. That's grown folk business, as they say. You know, that's not built for the butthurt, the petty, the people who can't move on is not for you. Everybody can't handle it. So you have to get to that place, and once you're there, you just establish a level of understanding, especially when there's kids involved, you know, because y'all can't be beefing all the time anyway. It's not healthy. So it's just, you know, it's about good convo, you know, and laying down the ground rules and getting past all the hurt and all that, and then it can happen. But if you're still bitter, nah, you're going to be still beefing.
And especially please don't argue from the kids.
Yeah, you know, but it's going to be hard to maintain that friendship when one of you or both of you are still talking about what the other one did in the relationship. The relationship is dead. If it's dead, leave it dead. And y'all have to, you know, co-parent, and y'all have to coexist in the friendliest way possible. Not saying be besties, but you have to at least try to maintain on good terms and respect each other's space and privacy, you know, because there's still that element of breaking up, dating, but y'all still smashing, or y'all still, you know, all talking to each
friends
other, like
benefit.
There's some possibilities there. Yeah. So, you know, that still comes into play. You just got to shake that off and focus on the goal. You know, if the goal is friendship, then it's platonic at that point. If the goal is friendship and be co-parents or just being co-parents, either way, everybody got to stay in their lane so it won't disrupt any new possibilities of new love. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. But, so Janet.
Okay, so, yes, I'm here.
No, I was going to say, did you still have any of those questions left, or... I know some people was hitting you up.
Yeah, I'm gonna check my inbox here in a minute.
Okay.
And see who got some questions. Y'all go ahead.
But how do you see some of the difficulties men may have with dating a black woman in modern times, anyway?
Well, Ken, let me go a little bit of old school before social media and then with social media now, if you don't mind. Back then, before social media, it was beyond acceptable dating a black woman. Back then, no matter if it was like dating in school and knowing them for the longest and then I don't know what's been going on since social media's come on the last, 10, 15 years. But all of a sudden, they want to, like, athletes, I know they want to date a white woman. They want to date somebody else, and I said that. But when they get in trouble, it'd be their downfall. I said, example, Tiger Woods. His ex-wife took almost like $100 million in the settlement and the kids. And it took Tiger Woods like the longest to ever get through that.
That's what happens when you do what you do. That's a perfect example. And it's not necessarily black women. Look at all he did and all he lost because of that.
Yeah, but I said he bounced back this year. It was like one of my favorite sports moments when he won the Masters. That was my favorite moment of the year. But at the same, but it's kind of like it was great seeing him hugging his kids and his mom. So, but I think the hurt is still there, because I remember when it first happened after Thanksgiving when he cheated.
Yeah, I think black women should be happy because guess what? If he would have stayed with a sister, he would have cheated on her. Let him take his cheating ass on and go cheat on the other side. He can cheat all he want over there. You saw what she did to him. He got exactly what he deserved. You know, I usually tell sisters, don't feel some type of way because these dudes want to jump the fence and check that other grass on the other side. Let them. They're just more good ones for us. Let them go have Becky the Flatty Patty. Go ahead. We'll stick in with our juicy sisters.
Yeah, sure. The thick and curvy ones.
Goddamn Arn and Borg. Over there chasing them chicks and shit. Like,
oh,
goddamn. Like damn plywood back there. I mean, what am I going to do with that shit? I mean, and women be angry. I'm like, why are y'all so angry? You should not be angry for a person, especially the real disrespectful ones. You know, if that's your persuasion. I mean, if that's what you want, that's what you want. I don't have a problem with that. But when you get to the point where you got to down sisters to justify you getting what you want, oh, you're a piece of crap.
I have no mercy.
Janet
put, I think, an article in the Shoebox Talk, was it a week and a half ago, about Patrick Patterson of the Clippers? What he said about black women, said, comparing them to Bulldogs.
Yeah, I think I've seen
that. I think she posted that not long ago in the group. And I meant to click on and read the whole thing. I wish she could probably repost it or tag.
Yeah, man. It's.
I said,
it's,
dude. I said, son. Yeah, and I think the mathletes, they and the white women, and other nationalities, they're probably, some of them, there for the money. That's what it is.
Yep.
That's almighty, yep. Them $100 bills. Benjamin.
Well, you know, these dudes who refuse to date black women for stuff like that, I mean, we just have to be okay with writing them off. I'm all for writing off certain sections of the black community. If you're a part of ignorance and stupidity and disrespect, and especially against our own women, I don't need you. I don't need you. I disassociate myself with them completely, socially, emotionally, mentally. You're just the walking dead to me at that point. And I'm okay with that. You know, everybody has their own way of doing things, but, you know, I don't care. You know, look at that show Power. All the women love that boy until they found out that he had a white wife at home. And then they want to post and complain. And I don't get it. I don't care. It's like, I don't know. I think we have to focus on something else. You know. Those ones who come out talking about doing it because black women this and that, we going to tar and feather their asses. But the rest of them just living life and that's what they choose, fuck them. Let them go. Let them go. I mean, I'm about tribalism, you know, and we have to be okay with just, all right, that's what he want to do, that's what he want to do. You know, because 9 times out of 10, it was probably his sister that helped him through the tough times until he got on his feet and got the contracts and got the movie deals. I don't know, but that's usually how it go. Same thing with these athletes. Date sisters all through high school, all the way through college until they become prospects. Oh, they become prospects, they taste change. So, but shout out to the brothers who stayed with the sisters and focused on, you know, keeping that black dating thing alive. You know, we have to appreciate our sisters. You know, because if we won't, who will? So. But, Janet.
I'm here. I'm listening to y'all.
Okay.
Yeah. But let me add something to this before, I know Janet probably wants to get back to conversation. One of my classmates, I'm not going to reveal her name because she's been a good friend of mine since middle school, elementary. She was pregnant at the time, and when her boyfriend cheated, she decided to go with another female, which has shocked me. I said, she wasn't like that. And I always wonder, what went through your mind when you cheated on her? And now she's with another female, and she's happy. And I'm just saying, I said, oh, boy. But I said, that's my friend, and that was her choice.
So
sometimes we just make do and we just give up. A lot of females is not even trying no more. That's the point of the conversations that I'm having. And it's really sad.
Yeah, I know a few people like that. So you said that she chose to be with another female. And she said she chose another female because that's what she wanted, or she was done with men? What was her?
You know what? Because she did lost the baby, unfortunately, but I've never asked her that, because I said, you know, that's none of my business. But I guess she just wanted something new.
Well, 9 times out of 10, because you got to understand something, a woman is not going to just pick a woman because a man butthurt them, right? They have to be attracted to her, right?
Yeah.
So either one, the idea was always there, or she's done it in a past life and said, hell, I might as well do it again because these men ain't shit. Now, I can see that happening, but when we look at this thing logically, you know, it takes two to tangle. And you're not going to want to roll around with a woman if you ain't attracted to her. So sometimes when we see these women, they go through a bad breakup or they're going to go to somebody that understands them a little bit better. You know, and guess what? You know, same-sex relationships, especially for women, lesbians go through a lot of the same problems heterosexual people go through. The same infidelity, the cheating, all that stuff. They have the same issues. They just use it different equipment. So it's tough. I mean, but if that was the move she wanted to make, you said she's happy now, right?
She's happy with him. This is her first time in another relationship with another woman. That's the thing that shocked me. Like I said, because I've known her and her twin sister since elementary, middle, and high school. They were not. She was never like that. Never.
That you know of. Did she tell you about her sexual conquest?
I bet.
you do hey, a body count?
Probably not. There's a whole bunch of freaking going on. People on the low.
Yeah, I told she was, you know, everybody on their knees don't always be praying. So,
you never know.
Because look at it this way. She just didn't make it public. Or maybe she just said, hey, I want to see what eating coochie is like. Let me try. But guess what? It's working for her. You know, somebody doing something right. She's happy. You know, so I don't know. But, yeah, it's the world we live in now, and it's not going anywhere, you know?
Nope.
But if you got to make that decision just for your own happiness, I'm not going to knock it. I'm not going to judge it. I'm just going to go, okie dokie.
That was her choice, and I said, that's her decision.
Mm-hmm.
So I just let it be.
Yeah. Yep. You know, I'm quite sure I've tormented enough women to make them never want to date men again, so.
Well, something has to happen because there's a lot of black women out here that just, the conversations that I'm having and those that they're still trying, if things ain't working out, I don't know. I can't really, there's not a cookie cutter answer, there's not one answer. as to why all these women are having problems, you know, finding the right dude. Why is it so easy, or why do black men, or men in general, just, you know, think that they can, and this is a blanket statement. This is not all black men. They can have all these different women, and it's okay. And women are supposed to accept that. Now, keep in mind that we will be doing the show on black men and their dating next week. But right now, we're not going to make this about, he said, you know, the gender of women versus men. Right now, we're talking about why women are having problems dating these black men.
Yeah,
it's a lot of them.
Yeah, and I observe it a lot on social media.
Speaking for myself, I have decided it's best that I've been single for a long time, and I see that these are the reasons why. I see the things that's going on, and then, you know, we pose the question, black women got to be more assertive. Women, you got to be assertive and go after them. Now we got to chase dudes down. You know, dudes want to be, you know, to me, that's just all, somebody said, Michelle, you just traditional. No, that's, to me, you look kind of feminine. You look kind of, you know, the roles are reversing, and you okay with that? Like a dude, to me, in my opinion, this is my opinion. A dude, like a grown ass man, dude, is not gonna have that. He's not gonna have no woman chasing him down and doing all this kind of stuff. I mean, I don't know. It's just another, another situation where men are looking more and more feminine in those kind of ways. I mean, that's not old school or traditional. The man is supposed to be the hunter. He's supposed to, you know, seek the woman out and so on and so forth. And I'm hearing that men need to be sought out. Women need to be proposing and going after dudes. I'm like, what?
All right, let me go on the record and say this. I don't know what kind of men who are making these statements. I don't know if y'all been through something. I don't know if y'all had a serious heartbreak or whatever the case may be. But please, keep that shit to yourself. Please. There are young boys who are listening to y'all. You got to be crazy to think it's okay for women to chase you around. Real men, let me tell you something. Ladies, let me say this. If you feel like you got to chase them around, you shouldn't be with them. See, the problem,
right?
Because I'm not going to let you, women, y'all done got stupider over the last couple of decades. I have never in my life seen so many women who are so open to so much stupid shit.
Right.
They done cheated. I done seen women forgive them after they banged their best friend. I done seen women forgive them after they had a baby with their sister. I done seen all kinds of weird ass shit. And you know what?
Right.
If y'all do not put your foot down on a multi-tier path of regenerating your community, because guess what? You want to change the nation, you start with the women. You see the men dressing feminine with the tight-ass jeans? Guess what? Don't talk to a man with tight-ass jeans. That should be a collective decision. But guess what? He's going to keep doing it because there's always some goofy-ass chicks that think that shit's cute. And
yeah,
until,
that's a whole another subject.
Yeah.
And to answer your earlier question, the problem is that us as a whole have taken in so much chaos that we don't know how to be right no more. We doing all this weird shit. The women, our black women, are on their knees proposing. Our men aren't men anymore. Men been cheating since the dawn of time. They ain't never stopping. So let's just be done with that. Okay,
right.
They gonna cheat if the opportunity's there. It's a crime and opportunity. That's how that is. Just like if it was $500 laying on the ground right in front of you, you're going to look around, you're going to scoop that shit up, put it in your pocket. That's how coochie is to men now. When you have women out here who are more free sexually, and then you tie social media where they can express themselves, then you tie the attitude and the mentality and the concept of turn ups, being, you know, turning up and doing all this other crazy shit. When you put all that in the pot together, and then you got the women who just traditional. I want to date a guy, court a guy, marry a guy. Boom.
Right.
All that is in jeopardy at this point because
why is that in jeopardy?
Because I'm telling you, the men that you're choosing most of the time, either one likes it in theory, just don't got the gas to go to mob. Yeah, I gotta date you. I gotta take you out. I gotta spend time with you. And those are things they could want to do, but Buquisha over there twerking it up. That them cakes looking right. And she gonna give it to me on the first night.
Right.
Now let me holler at Buquisha so I can have my fun, and then I'll take you out Sunday.
That's a shame.
Because I gotta wait 3, 4, 5, 6 months to get some from you. That's what you're competing with. There's chicks
but
giving up the draws for 4 wings and fries.
But don't I can't. Don't forget to add, if you get her pregnant, you can say by accident.
Hey, that's on them fools. If you go get your jump off pregnant, that's on you.
In my inbox, I got a question. One of the ladies asked, is it okay why is it okay? Why am I feeling okay with dating only married men?
Because you allow yourself to be. Because you told yourself that that's all that you want and that's all you're worth. You want to know what a person's worth is, how they see their worth. Watch their behavior. Because if you thought you were worth more, you would do different. Watch their behavior.
Right.
Like they say, the actions speak louder than words. If you think that you're a queen and you're telling people you're a queen, you're gonna act like a queen, right?
Right.
You gonna carry yourself a certain way. If you say I'm a mistress, I'm a side chick. And you acting like a side chick, that's who you are. I'm not knocking you. I'm just, you like what you like.
Right.
But just understand that's who you're going to be until you decide that that is no longer who you want to be.
You think a person like that is capable of being the main chick? Like if you just, for whatever the reason is, you feel comfortable with messing with somebody else's husband purposely, that, you know, of course, there's probably some low self-esteem there, not feeling worthy enough to have your own man. It's a self-esteem booster mentally because you're able to be with somebody else's husband. That's crazy, but that's a thought process.
No. See, that's a misnomer. It does happen sometimes, but some people seem to think that that's an automatic no. The self-esteem is there already. That's why she had the confidence to take somebody's man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is just good old-fashioned greed. This is just good old-fashioned lust. This is just good old-fashioned, I want to use the situation to my benefit. That's all. It's a morality issue.
If the dude is willing to have a side chick or just have sex with her and pay her money, then that's pretty much an arrangement. That's why, understanding that we're not going to be together only sexually for your gain. It's a win-win for everybody. Well,
you're a sugar daddy at that point. He's a sugar daddy. Yeah. She don't care about the wife. She don't care about the wife. I've done it to other men's wives. I don't give a shit about the husband. Well, I care. Because I was a selfish, evil prick, and I can admit it, and I'm cool with admitting it. I wasn't shit at the time.
Mm.
So I think I care. And we'll whoop his ass if he says something.
If you marry and you feel like you got to have more than one, this is what I never understood. If you feel like, this is for men or women, if you feel like you need to have more than one mate, right, be it a wife or a husband or, you know, then why get married? when you could be when you could be single and have as many people as you want.
Well, it sounds, I get what you're saying, but in modern times, that is just cheating has nothing to, okay, you got to understand something. The flesh has nothing to do with the emotions. It hasn't for quite a long time. A man will go fuck the monkey dog shit out of a chick right next door, but love you with all his heart. Women ain't going to understand that. You're not going to get it. Don't break your head on it. That's just the way it is. We are able to separate the flesh from the emotional side. But
okay.
To your point, you're right. If you know you're still into having toys and you put the toys down, don't take them grown men steps. Because cheating is a whole, don't go that route. If you know, or hey, guess what? Go find your chick who's down with swinging. That'll solve like 50 problems at one time.
Might be. Right. Your chick might be into that swinging or multiple partners, or at least inviting somebody into
a married
couple, that might be something that y'all are into.
Hey, or you can have a good poly relationship. You know, it's happening these days. It's more common, you know, and that way.
I don't think there's nothing good about poly relationships. That's my opinion.
I hear your opinion, and I get it, but until you did it, okay. Because when three people, four people all love each other and they're all happy, that's all that matters.
Mm.
That's all that matters. Nobody's.
Well,
you know, and I hurt nobody, but they're just happy, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. So, but you know, oh man, all right, our board is lit up, so we got a couple people. Let's bring in some callers.
All right, come on with it.
Hello, welcome to Shoebox Talk.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you pressed the number one. You wanted to leave a comment, ask a question?
I did. Can you hear me? This is Serenity. Hello, Janet.
Hello.
That's my girl right there. Come on. How you doing?
I'm so glad
you called in. You told me you was going to call in, too.
I'm loving the discussion. So,
yes, honey, we keep it real up in here.
I see.
Yes, honey. So what's your comment and question of what you got on your mind? Come on with it.
Okay, here we go. So the dynamic between black men and women is really changing, because women are no longer in the house. We're no longer just at home with the kids. We have education, we have careers, and typically the man is supposed to be, quote unquote, the head of the household. Okay, I get that. So when you are single mothers or you're independent women and you've been running your home and you're over 40 and you've been doing this for a long time, and here comes this man that wants to tell you what to do, how do you make that work? Because it's like they do not respect you as a free-thinking, sane adult who knows what to do. It's like they're always questioning your judgment instead of allowing you to ask them for their opinion. They always want to insert their opinion. So how do you navigate around that minefield?
I'm sorry, someone want to go ahead? Because I'm jumping at the bit on this one.
So my understanding, my thought process is that before we get into a relationship or start dealing with each other on that level, you're going to have known that I have been running the show and taking care of my household. So we got to sit down at the table and come up with a game plan on how that's going to work for you. You know, the party don't stop because you showed up, and you know, I need to stop taking care of my responsibilities. My role is gonna change, but I'm still gonna. I had that conversation with somebody, and it was like, I'm like, the idea of me not working is not, you know, that's not, like, that's not a concept for me. So now that caused conflict because the person that he's looking for is somebody that he wants to be at home. And then, you know, if they want to work or go to school or whatever they want to do, that's their choice. But it's not required. So he prefers. So my point is, along the way as we're dating, you're seeing how I'm rocking, you know, because when we're dating, you live at your place, I live in my place, and you see me still holding it down. So when we decide to come together, because you done, as a man, done drop down on your knee and decided that you want to, you know, for us to come together, then now we need to talk about how that's going to look, because all this time I've been raising my kids and paying my bills, you know, before I say yes, I will marry you, but before we make it official, we need to have a conversation about how that's going to look. That's my thought process.
Let me jump in, because I can't take it no more. Ladies, damn, I wish Queen Vi was on the night with us. Ladies, have that worked out during the dating period. Have that worked out during the courtship. If you are in a committed relationship with a man and you ain't got that worked out, you are not being aggressive enough with your what you need out of him. I'm talking about before you even put a penis in you. You have that worked out.
Okay, we didn't even.
I'm talking about
way. No, listen.
Exactly what hold on.
Before we start dating. Go ahead.
You're correct. Before you start dating. So I'm trying to tell y'all asses, y'all have to stick to it with every man. That has to be every woman's policy, because you know what happens. Mr. Good Ding-a-ling comes along. You know, the cute one with the beard, the one with the muscles and the tattoos in the right place, and the locks of this goddamn, whatever the hell y'all into these days. When he comes, he sweep you off your feet, y'all lose yourselves. When he becomes daddy. Man, let me tell you something. Please. You know how many good, intelligent, hard-working women become absolute morons for the right zaddy? They done came put 10 inches up in your ass, took you to some fancy spots. Y'all done went to Jamaica, Aruba, all this shit, and he ain't shit. You don't find out the 5 years later. How the hell he going to come in and tell you how to run your house?
But they try.
A man will only try if he sees the opportunity. So guess what?
Okay,
if you had
that
worked out.
Wait. Break that down. A man will only try what if he sees the opportunity?
Anything that's going to be a problem for you. You got to understand, you, like you said earlier, we're the hunters, right? The problem is, we already caught you.
But let me be clear. I don't feel like these men have any malintention. It's just that they feel like it's their role. They feel like their duty is to tell this woman what she is supposed to do. Or if he feels like he is in disagreement with a move that she's making, that what he thinks, even though they don't live in the same house, is the better way to go, and he's supposed
mm-hmm.
to guide her in there, even though she may be more successful than him, and a lot of times she is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't get that. Like, it's the dynamic is just messed up right now. There's not enough respect
I will say this, because that was the absolute number one problem in my marriage for 5 years. I made more money. I was grinding and doing what I did before my husband came, and he made more money until he came to live in my city instead of, you know, gave up his stuff there, and that down the road became a problem. right? He never could get it back like he wanted it. We talked about moving back to, you know, a bunch of different situations, but ultimately that was a problem. Oh, you the husband, I'm the wife. You telling me and all this kind of thing. There was no conversation with you being in control of the money when at least 75% of the money was mine. You know,
yeah,
I bought it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
See, so I'm like, okay, but when you was, you know, I couldn't get my, and I couldn't, and that's my fault because I understood that I didn't 100% submit to some things in my marriage. But one thing I couldn't get wrapped around my head is that I'm bringing in X amount of dollars and you want to control my money. That right there I wasn't able to submit to that. And that caused problems.
So let me ask you something. At what stage did he try to control the money? What stage were y'all in the relationship? Yeah.
Oh, we was probably at least, we was about 2, going on 3 years in.
Mm-hmm. So you
in the marriage, and that's because I had the bag. I had a couple of bags. And
you could have had more bags. You could have had more bags than a box of Hefties. He ain't had no damn business trying to tell you how to run Jack. See, what
right,
we have to
exactly.
do is, but here's the problem. You were 2-3 years into relationship and you had to explain things to him. That's the point I was trying to make. Don't let it get that deep into it, because now you're emotionally invested and now you might have to cut this goofball ass dude off because he wants to control a strong woman. This last decade especially has been, I've never seen so many strong women. I have done 35 LLCs in the last 10 years and only 2 were men.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, there are more black women who are tired of waiting, who are getting up and they taking control. It ain't just business, small business owners. It's in the corporate arena. It's in politics now. Anywhere you look, it's in the church now. There's women stepping the game up because they tired of waiting, especially black women. So some brothers can deal. Some brothers want to hold on to the old traditional where I'm the man of the house. You can still be the man of the house, bro. But you also have to understand the type of woman you got. There ain't little Bequisha over there that's going to sling that thing for 4 wings and fries. This is a woman who got her own. She don't really need you financially. She needs you for the other aspects of her. So that's
a lot
that's,
of men
that's the
not
thing.
Willing to accept that.
Then guess what? You teach them. And if they don't want to learn, keep going. Keep it pushing. All right, we got another call. Let's bring They've been waiting patiently. Let's bring them in.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Serenity.
What's up?
Hello,
caller.
Welcome
doing?
To the show. Hey, who this?
Man, you know who this is. This is Mr. Party in your mouth. What's good?
My main man, the party in people's mouths.
Oh yeah.
That's it. I couldn't hear him. What's happening? It took you a long time, boy. What is the problem? You supposed to been on the call when we first started.
Yeah, I know.
No, that was my fault. I had him on hold for a little bit. Yeah, I was trying to give the other caller some time.
We appreciate you hanging on in there. What's up?
Man, listen, how Tim pretty much he pretty much covered a lot of my points, man. But I just wanted to chime in with this because this is a good topic. This is a good topic. So, like I was listening to the young lady while she was and what she was saying. My thing is that and Janet almost said it, but I'm going to say it. Like, there's a lot of times a lot of women submit to men who aren't worth submitting to. And a lot of the times, these guys come in here with all this bravado, saying what he wanted, what he this, that, and the third. Understand something. A man has to earn his place in any situation. And a man who's is worth his salt, period, he's not going to challenge what that woman has already built up. That woman is already a powerhouse on her own. And then you come into her life and stuff like that.
you're supposed to be an asset to that woman, not a freaking liability. You know what I'm saying? Your money is your money. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of the times guys come in there because they have an ego trip or something like that, want to control what is not there. Women cannot allow that to happen. If a man is not intelligent enough, he doesn't have enough foresight enough to have a decent conversation with you, and you guys work those things out together, that it, no man is going to seek control of an asset that is not his. You know what I'm saying? He has to show
right,
you
right.
that he is worth.
There's a lot of background
worth.
Noise.
You
Who is that?
I have no idea.
Hold on. How can we got to put him on mute?
No, I'm checking now.
Okay, but you're right, D. And that a grown man should know that, right? So anybody that
Absolutely.
Any man that's feeling like they need to be controlling your change and checking on your bag,
uh-huh.
you know, that's a red flag right there, man.
It's
that's
a huge red flag.
Yeah.
It's a huge red flag because what you're trying to do, if you're going to share a life with someone, that means you're sharing a life. That doesn't mean that
right.
you're taking over their life. That doesn't mean she has to lose her identity in you because you feel some kind of way about your lack of accomplishment. No.
Right.
If that woman is worth her salt, she's going to encourage you. She's going to empower you to be better. But you yourself as a man have to be better on your own and build yourself up. You can't sit there and be comparing yourself to her accomplishments. Her goals were her goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So before you came along, you can't expect that woman to throw her whole whatever it is that she's built up to the side because of you, just because you got balls. Dude, you have to make sure you show that woman that you're worth being in her life. You're an asset, like how Kim touched on. A lot of the times, most of these women don't need you financially like that. Not need you, no. But a lot of the times, they want all the other aspects of what a man is supposed to add to her life. A lot of times,
mm-hmm.
a lot of women, like Michelle, a lot of women, they run stuff in their regular everyday lives and their businesses and stuff like that. In their personal lives, they don't really want to control all of that. They don't want to run that. But you can't expect the woman to give you the lead if you are not worthy of that. Like, so when guys are always barking about submission and that stuff, first of all, you're not worth being submitted to if you have to mention it, first of all. You know what I'm saying? If you have to suggest to a woman you need her to submit to you, you're not worth it. A woman will automatically do that, and it won't feel like anything if you're worth it, if you show her that you're worth it. Like with a lot of these guys, you got to make a guy, you got to see if a guy's going to show you that he's worth your time, your energy, your trust, all that stuff.
That's correct, and that goes back to what we said in the beginning, D, that we start settling for bull crap because we get desperate
mm-hmm.
and lonely. A lot of women is
mm-hmm.
willing to give up their paycheck. A lot of women is willing to get down on their knee and beg a nigga to marry them and shit. A lot of women is willing to step aside shit. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
That's why we had this topic. What's going on with us black women that we are accepting all of this bullcrap? Now, you got to accept some stuff in relationships. I get that. But this right here is really at an epic fail for us as black women. I see a lot of it in the conversations that I'm having. That's why I decided to have this show. And this is
uh-huh.
part two. This is really I feel sorry for us, man. We got to do better.
Yeah.
I know for one thing, I've been single for a long time for the very same reasons. I will not
uh-huh.
be, I will not bow down. I'm not giving in. I'm not changing my thoughts. I'm not going in with no women. I'm not accepting no side chicks. And you definitely not getting my bag. So I don't know. I'm going to be an old, lonely, bag-holding a black woman because that's just not acceptable. That's not going to work.
No, it's not.
And we're losing ourselves of who we really are, our power, because of it. I know.
Uh-huh.
I know firsthand. Loneliness is a mother freak, but goddamn.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. We're down to 20 seconds. Got to
okay,
wrap it up.
Okay, thanks for calling in. This is Shoebox Talk, and on the HubNet Online Radio Network. We appreciate all y'all listeners calling in, inboxing. We'll keep the conversation going in Shoebox Talk. We'll keep the conversation going on this topic. Next week, we have a show, and we're going to talk to the men. Just like we talked about the women for two shows, we're about to break it down about the men and what they're putting up with and what they're accepting and not accepting.
All right. Thanks for all the callers, all the listeners. Everyone have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Good night.
Thank you, guys. Good night.
Peace, y'all.
All right, now.